everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur Podcast. My name is Uwem Uwemakwan, and beside me is the lovely Blessing Abeng.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Hi.
How was your weekend? It's been a whole 1 month and we've missed you.
And it's been really, really, really busy and interesting. So what are we discussing today?
Me?
No, we can't
the
discuss
you. The Chronicles of Blessing Abeng.
So, for the past few days, we've been involved with the Tony Elumelu Entrepreneurship Forum. For those who don't know, the Tony Elumelu Entrepreneurship Forum was set up to empower 1,000 businesses every year for the next 10 years. And we are in our third year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a forum that was held, and there were quite some interesting things that happened at that forum, and we'd like to talk about them. So, Blessing, what was one memorable thing that happened at the forum?
Wow, there were actually lots of things. So I know one of the most profound moments was when Dangote walked in the room with Tony Elumelu. That was really cool. The VP speech equally was amazing. The panel discussions were very interesting as well. But then we learned a lot of things from the event, and both said and unsaid things, actually. And I would like to start by addressing the question and answer segment.
And I was going to say that, but go on.
It's important for us to know that whenever you're given a platform to ask a question, it's like a platform to make an impression. So you can't take it for granted. You can't come and ask your the person asking you a question that what inspired you to start
or what you do for me.
I mean, I've studied the business. My inspiration is not going to obviously be your inspiration. So why do you need to hear my inspiration? Like, why does it matter? Why would you ask questions like, why did you start Tony Elumelu Entrepreneurship Foundation? That just shows you did not research on that person, or you did not research on the event. Because they say it all the time, every year. It has been on for 3 years. There is no way he wouldn't have mentioned someone why he started the Tony Elumelu Foundation, or why he started giving out money to the entrepreneurs. I love that girl that gave a gift. Well, you can talk about it now.
I think just going back to what you said, it's sad that when people are given a platform to, you know, sell themselves or be memorable, they end up messing it up. And I'm particular about entrepreneurs because we do it a lot. You're given a few minutes to talk, and all I'm hearing is, this is what I do, this is what I do, this is what I do. That is really, really not a very good way to make a good impression, especially when you're kind of off point. And it was sad that people were given opportunities to ask questions to dignitaries. This way, not only, I mean, there was a Dangote, there was a Tony Elumelu, you had people from UNDP, you had very important people you could make a good first impression. And like you said, there was a lady that made a very good impression because she asked a question about how the foundation and government was helping with importation and exportation, and then she used the opportunity to sell her business. And she eventually brought a gift for, who did she bring a gift for again?
For Tony Elumelu and his wife.
And that is a very, very good way of making a first impression. Unfortunately, every other person and most people that ask questions were, this is what I do, this is what I do, this is what I do, so help me.
Well, the singular takeaway from this is, when you're given a platform, whether you're networking, whether you're given a speaking, whether you're given a speaking platform, or you're asking a question, at the back of your mind, always remember to give value.
Yeah.
Always remember to give value. Entrepreneurs make the mistake of, because we know that our customer is king to an extent, we want to always sell, because if we don't sell, we don't make money. But it doesn't mean you come on stage and go, hello, my name is Blessing, I'm the CEO, founder of so and so, we do this. Like, you've already lost me in the conversation. So why not ask intelligent questions that will make them ask you, oh wait, what do you do? Or even if, like, you can do like a brief intro, but not too much. Nobody likes anybody that talks about just themselves. And that's what it feels like. Like, you're forcing yourself down other people's throats. It's like cold selling. So be creative in how you introduce yourself and in how you ask questions. And be very, very value-minded. give value.
Yeah, the second part will be pitching. People still don't know how to pitch, when to pitch, or how to gauge your audience, and you know how to deliver that message you want to deliver.
It's important to know your audience.
Exactly. So we had a sort of competition where five people had to come up to pitch, and every time, almost for most of them, they were reading from a sheet of paper, and I was so disappointed because it felt like you're reading me a speech. My name is blah blah blah. I do this. So I require $10,000 because I have five in my team and I'm going to expand to 15. It wasn't creative. Now understand one thing, your audience matters. So whoever you're pitching to, you have to base it, or whatever you say, you have to base it on the person or the people you're talking to and the messages you want to pass across.
So there are different ways to actually pitch, but there are two major ones I like to talk about. Mm-hmm. So you either go this storytelling route, or you go the logic route, which is the fact.
The person
route.
That won actually did the storytelling route.
So exactly. So you go with the storytelling route and say something like, "Oh, Mrs. This does this." But okay, let me give a practical example. Uche likes to club every Friday night because work tells on him, and then Friday is like weekend turn up.
Yeah.
And every time Uche finishes turning up, he has to crash in his car or go pay hefty sums at hotels because the hotel doesn't charge him from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. when he's going home. They charge him from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. and he still pays the same amount that somebody who came earlier in the morning would pay for one night. So what does Uche need? We found the solution that works for Uche. Uche needs a place that can do so and so, that can pay, that bill him per hour that he sleeps. And that solution is now currently available because Hotel by the Hour exists. So now, like, that's some sort of...
It takes me on a journey to exactly... trying, or the value you're trying to sell.
If it's an elevator pitch and you do not have the time, you could easily just go the fact route. So this percentage of people use the hotel. This percentage of people would prefer to use it for shortlets. So therefore, we're suggesting a so-so to help them... Like, help meet these people at the point of their
And as entrepreneurs, you should have various versions of your pitch.
Exactly.
Pen down. You should have the 10 seconds. You should have the 2 minutes elevator pitch.
Right in your brain.
So you should have it in your head. It's your business. It's your baby. Nobody knows it better than you.
And valuation is critical to pitching. So you can't just finish telling us all your story and not tell us what you need and how you're going to...
And how it's going to affect how it's going business.
Exactly. What's the entrepreneur, like the investor, going to get investing in you?
Mm.
Yeah.
So another thing I noticed is you really need to learn to network properly. So when you're going out, you're going for a forum and there's some people that did not have their business cards.
Even if you don't have business cards, let your battery not die. Let your phone battery not die. Use your phone, collect the number there and then. Probably call that person and be like, oh, that's my number too. If you want a form that is digital business card you are carrying,
But it's important that we know that networking is very important to the success of an entrepreneur, because you get to meet the people you will collaborate with.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not your competitor. Everybody is not out to make your business fail. So you need to reach out to customers, reach out to partners, reach out to anybody and everybody that will make your business succeed. What else did you notice?
I was even speaking to an entrepreneur and we explained that if I'm a fashion person and you're a fashion person, rather than seeing you as a competitor at this point, we could be partners. Let's come together and build something that other people will see and want. Because my network plus your network would be great for both our businesses.
True.
As opposed to treating the other person like an alien and none of us is growing in any way. Well, what else I noticed? Okay, yes. I learned from Dangote that in everything, which I've always known, which I tell you guys, but just for repetition's sake, in everything, think big, but start small. You can't start at the clouds, you know. You always have to launch from the ground before you get there. So you can't wake up first, you have nothing, and you want to fly rockets. When you can't ride bicycle, you can't do anything. You don't even learn how to walk. A baby can't wake up and say, I want to be a captain of a rocket. Dig it. You have to grow, learn. Those little experiences you make, those mistakes you make on the small scale will help you in future and help you curb big mistakes that you would have made later in the future.
I totally agree. with you. What else, there's an important thing I heard and I really liked when it was
that
said.
Your past does not define your future. That was really lovely.
That was really lovely, and it's actually very important because somebody also mentioned that as opposed to Africa generally, if you do business in Silicon Valley, you fail, more people are willing to invest in you because they've seen you fail.
Mm-hmm.
So they expect that you have learned your lessons and you will not fail as much. But unfortunately, down here, failure is being frowned out at. So you do everything not to fail, and which kind of reduces your creativity and your ability to take on tasks that look impossible. So don't be afraid of failure.
I don't know what happened in your own house, but in my house, you had to be first position.
Yeah,
failure was not a thing.
And guess what? Every time you failed, what you felt like the world was over, right?
Well, it was literally over. It wasn't like I felt like it. I used to get denied a lot of things when I don't go on first position. So yeah, African life in Africa is just
it's quite interesting.
But however, we need to know that it's okay to fail.
It's okay to fail.
It's actually okay.
The important thing is to pick yourself up and get back to
work. You're only truly a failure if you lie down on that floor because you were beaten.
Yeah, and one other important lesson as we round up that I learned was focus on value than making money.
Mm-hmm.
Because people value system change over time. So don't be a BlackBerry. Don't be stuck in the past.
Evolve with your people.
Evolve with the customers you want to reach out to.
That's all right. Serious or I know one big take home for me was the path of excellence. So a lot of people do not understand how terrible mediocrity is. Mediocrity is worse, far worse than corruption, because corruption is your bribe to do something. Mediocrity is you're doing that thing, but we have to redo it because you didn't do it well enough.
And the example was given, I mean, China, the US, very corrupt nations, but if you are given something to do, you do it.
Do you understand?
If you come down to Africa,
we're very mediocre because we let a lot of things go, or maybe we're not globally exposed. I don't know what
I don't think it's exposure. We don't like to hold people accountable. We don't like to hold ourselves accountable.
It's crazy.
Like to hold our workers accountable. You see poor customer service, you don't go to your staff and say this is not the way to handle things. We don't question the government, we don't question our religious leaders, we just feel well.
So leave Africa and focus on yourself. You are, or at least we like to think that you are global, like your global material, your business is global material.
Yeah.
It's not restricted to Africa alone. It can compete on a global scale. So if you are like that, if you're that kind of thinker, if you think big like that, as opposed to thinking that you're just made for Africa or just Cote d'Ivoire, one of your African countries, if you can think that you're made for the world, it would be easier to ensure, to double check on your work before it goes out. So exactly. You know, as far as our brand name is here, this has to be perfect. It has to be great.
My brand and my business.
Exactly. Must be able to compete on a global scale. I should bring somebody from abroad, maybe America or UK, put it side by side and yours will still reign supreme because you are that good. It's possible for you to be that good. Don't make it a thing of I bought your shirt and the button has removed. Nobody can vouch for your business. Like, it's terrible. Don't do that to yourself. Don't be perfect. Like, aim for perfection, but you don't have to be perfect. Because trying to be perfect.
But you can get better every day.
Exactly. It always breeds procrastination too, because you're not be like, let's do it again. Mm-mm. You can pull off a Steve Jobs. So do what you can do for now. Have your Apple One. And then make Apple 2.
That is
better than Apple 1. Then have Apple 3.0. And then just keep improving along those axes, because you can. You really can. Don't be mediocre. It's shameful.
So guys, I hope you learned something from today's podcast.
Yep. We can't tell you everything.
Obviously.
I mean, you didn't come, so.
If you have questions, send your questions to questions@theafropreneur.net.
Yep.
You can also tweet at us or check us on Facebook, The Afropreneur.
Yep.
So till next week, be awesome.
Skibidi dappa.
Really?
And boom, boom, boom. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, that was not me. Goodbye. You've got to save it.